The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
In the meantime, we continue our series looking at whether we live in a rip-off republic. And Sheila Nocton, our own reporter, is back with us, having looked at the issue of cinema tickets and, I think more importantly, Sheila, the food and drink in cinemas, because that is where people are being ripped off. Today, it is a hearty perennial, the price of a pint.
That's right. And I haven't drank since 2017 and my eyes nearly popped out of my head when people said the price of a pint. I actually used to work in a pub and I couldn't get over the price difference, even in that pub. Well, we'll get to it.
OK, so what did you look at for the purposes of this?
Yeah, focused on Guinness and cider because they're either ends of the scale. Lager kind of falls in the middle. So Guinness is usually the cheapest. Cider is usually the dearest. Just so people know, there were two separate price increases by Diageo. They're the company they own, like Guinness, Hophouse, Carlsberg. A lot of spirits, non-alcoholic drinks, and they said that there was going to be the equivalent of 4 cents a pint. So that was last year. And then publicans were saying that that would see Guinness kind of go up as 10 cents as a result. So that kind of leaves us, based on the CSO, that Guinness average was about 5.64, lager was at 6.07, and cider 6.14.
Sorry, so those are the average prices according to the CSO last year.
Yeah, from 2020.
5.60 odd for a Guinness, up to almost 6.20 for a pint of cider.
Yeah, so that was a 48 cent increase on cider and lager, and then a 50 cent increase for Guinness.
Now, people love to get in touch with examples of very expensive pints they bought or where they know they can buy very cheap pints. And if people do want to get in touch, 087 1400 106. For the purposes of this, where did you look at?
Yeah, so I got lots of other examples, but I went for Dublin, Wicklow, Cavan, Longford and Kerry. So I just took a pub from each area and decided to go with that. So you're welcome to text in with your other finds. But the cheapest from that selection of counties was in Ballymahon in Longford. It was the Market Bar, and they'll give you a Guinness for a fiver and cider for £5.50.
All right.
So that's the cheapest there. Cavan, not too far off. The Orchard Bar in Drumalee in Cavan, they're selling Guinness for £5.20 and cider for €6. Now, your man was very honest and said, if you go a little bit further out, you might get them for a fiver. So,
all right, OK.
But cider is still quite expensive. Then down to Kerry. So obviously a tourist spot. So I went to Dingle, and Curran's in Dingle. They sell Guinness for £5.30 and cider for £5.80, which is a little bit cheaper for cider. But they were at pains to tell me it's the best Guinness in Dingle.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Sure. They all have a reason for it being the best Guinness.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. There's now, pipes that go straight to the kind of James's Gate or something anyway.
Apparently as well, in some places in Dingle, it actually goes up by the hour. So,
oh, really? Like the old beat the clock in Nancy Spain's when I went to college in Cork. That was a great thing. I think legislation, anti-happy hour legislation, put an end to it. But you used to start the night, if you started early enough, and it was like €1 a pint and it would go up 20 cent or 50 cent every half hour.
Well, apparently.
Glory days. Anyway.
Apparently that's going on in Dingle, but you know. And the pub that I used to work in, it's the West Wicklow House, that's in Blessington. Now, I worked there 10 years ago, so, you know. But it was £4.20 for a Guinness and £4.75 for cider back then.
Yes.
And now it's up to £6 and £6.50 respectively.
Right, okay.
But they tell me that they base their prices off the competition, which is not Dublin. It's actually Naas in Kildare, because there's lots of late night pubs and nightclubs there. And that the range in Naas would be £6.30 to £6.50.
OK, so what about within Dublin itself? Denner and Temple Bar is valid, which, because that's where people like to, you know, buy a pint, take a photo of the receipt and post it online.
When I spoke to everyone, they were like, €10 in Temple Bar. And I said, well, I can't really say that unless I go check. So I did. I actually started up here in Wicklow Street just to see. So 6.40 and 7.20. That's for the Guinness and cider.
And cider, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So that's where we're starting up here. Then I literally started at the top of Temple Bar and I walked down through it. So the VAT House, that was the top of Temple Bar, 7.60 for Guinness, 8.20 for cider. Move a little bit, literally the next one down, 7.95 for both at O'Shea's. Then I moved down again, the old Dubliner, and that was 8.40 and 9.40. And I was like, I have to be getting close. Have to be getting close to this €10 one. And yeah, all over St. John Gogarty's and the Temple Bar. And as this was the only bar made to go, yeah, ours is, as opposed to justifying the price.
Okay.
And it was £9.95 and £10.95.
Whoa, that's some differential. So Ballymahon and Longford, the Market Bar, Guinness for a fiver, cider for £5.50, Oliver St. John Gogarty in Temple Bar, £9.95 for a stout and £10.95 for a pint of cider. I had a Guinness in Dungarvan at the weekend for a fiver, says somebody else. When I left Dublin in 2006, a pint was €5. With inflation, that price should be €7.20, not €9.95. What about people you've been speaking to on the street and the range of prices they might pay?
Yep. So spoke to people. Now, maybe I was a bit unfair. I targeted them on St. Patrick's Day when they were willing to talk. But they were all, look, this is around Marconi House here. A lot of them actually said that they don't really check the price until afterwards and maybe the next day. But I asked people what they were drinking, how much it cost, and this was the reaction of Irish people.
I would drink an Orange Velvet or an Ambush, normally around $7.20 to $7.60 a pint. A Guinness in here is $6.90.
Guinness? Think $6.60? I think. Just kind of tapped my card and walked away.
Guinness as well, and it was $6.90.
Bulmers, $7. I'd say for this area of Dublin, yeah, it is normal.
I'm Heineken and I'm paying about $7.20, $7.40. It's horrible. It's Temple Bar prices. Once you go outside, it gets a bit cheaper though. Like, you kind of go around to maybe $6.50, $6.60, but it's horrible.
I'm from a small town in Carlow called Bagginstown. We probably pay no more than $6.20 for a Guinness. Yeah. Up here, I'm paying minimum $6.60 for a Guinness. It come out over, you know, because obviously you drink probably 10, 15 pints, like, so it make a difference then.
Start with a pint and then go to the hard stuff, to the vodka. Or to Thieves or Guinness or anything. Yeah, it's bad. Temple Bar, I paid a tenner for a Guinness. Two Guinness cost 20 euro in Temple Bar. Yeah, it was shocking. I was more silly to pay it though. We all came from Cork and Limerick and stuff, and Dublin is a rip-off.
Is there anything that would make you, now, if you were ordering something, say, no, actually, do you know what, that's too dear?
Yeah, €7, I'd say, would be the most expensive I'd pay.
€7. That's it. €7+, I'd be like, absolutely not. Everyone used to freak out. Do you remember the days when, like, people were freaking out, going, like, once Guinness is €6, there's going to be riots. We're past that now.
Seven or above. In my car declines.
People should I like that, the card declines. I particularly like the guy in the middle who said, you know, if you're having 10 or 15 pints, it makes a big difference.
And he said, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. Do not take health advice from the gentleman that Sheila spoke to. Those were Irish people. Plenty of visitors around as well. Did you speak to any of them?
Loads of visitors, yeah. So I got actually a mixed response from people not originally from Ireland or visitors.
I'm drinking Guinness right now. I just started, but I will drink more. He paid for me. He's my friend. How much did he pay?
€6.40 or something.
€6.40, yeah. To be honest with you, especially for nowadays, it's like it's getting higher, and I was thinking like a €7 or €8, but now €6.30 or €6.90 is okay for me because we are living in Ireland. I would prefer €5, but it's not possible nowadays. I'm from Turkey originally. I think nowadays in Turkey, economy is a little bit like strange. I think it's still cheaper, like €3 for a pint.
It's Guinness too. €6.40 is okay for me, yeah. It's Guinness. We're in Ireland, so I can understand it.
Clásica, Spanish beer. It costs in Mercadona supermarket in Spain, it costs 24 cents. In here, in Ireland, will cost like in the supermarket maybe €2, yeah, I know, and maybe in a pub €6-7.
So when you come here, are you shocked by the price of our
pint? My god, lot. super shocked. With the salaries in Ireland, the cost is okay. It's not like Spanish salaries.
Yeah, I pay because I like to drink, so.
Yeah, it's Legobia. I think €8, but I don't know.
Is that expensive, do you think?
For a beer? Yeah, but I don't care.
I'll just be drinking Heineken and then moving on to spirits. I'm from Liverpool and the prices are just below £4, and the price could max, I'd probably pay is about £5.50. Anything above £5.50, I'd go to somewhere else. That's in sterling, like in pounds, not in euros. So come up to Dublin, it's a bit expensive. Like, I feel like I'm taking out a second mortgage type thing. Gotta pay an arm and a leg to get a takeaway in the pints.
John in Dublin 7 says the Owl Triangle on Dorset Street, pint of stout is €4.20. Somebody else says they were in Bruges last weekend, €7.50 for half a litre of local beer. We're not the only expensive country out there. When I gave up drinking early 1995, it was £1.60 for a pint in my local in Sheriff Street. And Mim in Cork says in my favourite pub in West Cork, which I will be going to this weekend, it's a fiver for a pint of the best Guinness in the country. Sheila, you were asking people online as well?
Yeah, I always ask people, just send in their suggestions. Really quickly to go through some of them. In RD, a Guinness is around €5.30. Malahide, Guinness, €6.50. Just outside Care in Tipperary, where I used to live, €4.90 for a Guinness, apparently. Ollie Hayes Bar or the Barack Obama Pub, pints are €5. But this one, and we did it the last day, honourable mention to the cheapest one we could find. The cheapest I found, the Army Mess at the Curra. £3.64 a Guinness. So everyone go to the Army Mess at the
Curra. The shrewd operators in the Defence Forces. Sheila Nocton, a pleasure as always. And thank you. Sheila will be back tomorrow. We will be continuing our series looking at whether we live in a rip-off republic. What is the topic of conversation tomorrow, Sheila?
Tomorrow we're talking about coffee.
Coffee. The price of coffee.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.